Bank of Cargill, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Hi, Tina. I received a piece of literature from you in regards to a small business loan.
Yes, sure. Could you please give me the 16-digit resolution code on it?
I can. 2311040100265958.
Okay, just one moment, please.
Uh-huh.
And that's Strawberry Village Dental Care.
Yes, I'm the owner of that. It's a dental office.
And you're Joseph Bauer?
Correct.
Okay, great. And since what year you have this business? I have it like 1998, is it correct?
Actually, I started in 97. I had a
90.
previous office before that, but the current office I'm in, I started in 97.
Okay. And
February
could
2nd, 1997.
Okay. And what is the address of your business?
It's 800 Redwood Highway, Suite 613. And the name of the city is Mill, Mill Valley, California, 94941.
Okay, thank you. And your business phone is 415-380-3600.
Correct.
Okay, and the best number to reach you would be the one you're calling from, or you have
Well, this is
some
my cell
other.
phone. If you want to reach me directly and personally, the other,
That would be
business, I'd be there during business hours.
I see. But your cell phone is 415-717-4389, right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. And what is your business's gross annual sales, approximately, please?
My gross sales.
Like what you collect per year.
Okay, yeah. Last year it was about 1.2 million, and we're trending about 1.4 this year.
Okay, great. And do you have just one location or multiple locations of
No,
your
I just have
business?
one location.
Just one location. Okay, and what do you need funds for right now?
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to consolidate some loans at a lower interest.
So you have loans on your business, and what kind of loans?
It's actually credit card loans.
Oh, it's your personal credit card.
Yes.
And how much would you need for that, for the consolidation of
Um,
your
I,
loans?
well, it depends on the terms. I would like 75,000, but I'm flexible.
I see.
It
So
just depends on the term.
I see. So 75,000, that's what you right now have on your credit cards. That's the balance.
Approximately, yes.
Approximately. And that's your personal credit card, apparently it affects your personal credit somehow.
Yes.
So what we can offer you for that, it's a working capital loan. These loans are typically from 3 months to 2 years. For extremely qualified businesses, it can be up to 3 years.
Yeah, I you know
And
my intentions are to pay it off under a year.
okay, great. That's not a
This
problem.
is what this total honesty. Last year, I was trying to refinance my house. I live in California. My house has been underwater for about 7 or 8 years. It finally got to the point where it looked like it penciled out. Like I actually had equity in my house. The loan process in California is a nightmare. The documentation and the work it takes, it became like a full-time job. okay?
Yeah.
It looked like
I know.
It was gonna fly.
We're in California, okay, too.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So at I probably spent 40 to 60 hours on that loan, okay? And this is about the third or fourth time I've attempted it. Anyway, on the 11th hour, they decided that I needed to put a I had to put $75,000 to fund the loan.
Okay. And that's what you need
right
now?
Yeah. Well, this all happened within about 60 days. So I had to come up with $75,000. My tax bill was drastically more than what I anticipated, and I was going through divorce at the same time. So
wonderful.
I accumulated more debt than I really feel comfortable with. Just quick and easy, I paid for a lot of things on a credit card with the intentions of paying it off, and then all that other stuff hit. Well, the credit card's readjusting now to 22%. So
I see.
I have no intentions of paying that off at 22%.
So I think it's very good for you that you called us. Because we can do it quickly, get you money really quickly and with minimum, actually, documents. And our loans are based on your sixth most recent bank statements. That's the most important piece of information. And
when you say bank statements, like checking?
Business. Yeah, business checking.
Yeah.
How many business accounts do you have? You have checking?
I just have one. I do all my banking through First Republic.
Okay.
I mean, basically the cash flow through my account is somewhere between $100,000 and $120,000
a month. Okay. So
a month.
Let me tell you. You probably can get about $150,000 an hour loan.
How much?
Even $150,000 probably.
Yeah, I don't need that much.
And I haven't seen your documents yet, so it's just a guess. Right now, usually it's about 10% for doctors, a little bit more than 10% of your gross annual sales. So that's why I quoted you that.
$75 is as much. What type of interest rate are we talking about?
See, we have more than 40 different programs. It's very, very difficult. We have different tiers of programs, different programs of working capital. It's all extremely depends on the qualifications on your business,
okay,
of your business. And so I need to see your documents even to guess what it can be. So if you will give me your email address, I will send you what you would need from me.
My email is it's J L. B
L like Larry.
J is in Joseph, L is in Lee, and then B is in Boy. A U E R 23 at Comcast.net. That's my personal email.
Yeah. Okay. So I will need from you six most recent bank statements, which you can just go online and save and attach to the email and send to me, and 1 year, probably 2015, if you already filed your taxes. Just the business part. Is your business corporation or partnership or LLC? What is it?
No. I'm a sole proprietor. Hold on. Let me get a pen so I can write this all down.
No, you don't need to. I will send you the email.
Oh, you'll email me all the docs that I need.
I
don't want to waste your time and I don't want to waste my time. Give me a ballpark idea of what we're talking by interest. You know, I mean, if the interest rate's going to be 15%, it doesn't make any sense for me, you know. I mean, I'm looking at other ways of doing it and, you know, they're talking about 5.75%.
No. 5.75? No, it's not going to be probably 5.75, and whoever promised you business loan at 5.75, unless it's maybe some absolutely crazy SBA loan, which they probably will not approve you for since you have something on credit cards. It's
okay,
not going to
okay,
be.
Okay.
But
I 15%.
Yeah, but okay. 15%, we can probably do better than that. If everything is,
I hope. I mean, unless it's a lot. Let me tell you my experience.
Yeah.
I tried to refinance my house 4 times through the years. Okay. The bank was telling me it was a. I was trying to do the financing through the bank that held the loan. Right.
Uh-huh.
I was told pretty much it was a slam dunk that there was.
Mm-hmm.
I would more than likely be approved for the loan. Okay. I wasted. I can't tell you how many hours going through the loan process. It left a very, very bad taste in my mouth.
I know.
With the last time, I had so much effort into it. When they told me I had to come up with $75,000,
mm-hmm.
I took a deep breath and did it because I couldn't do it. I had to. My interest.
So you already put $75,000. And
right, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's disappeared. It just got absorbed into the loan. But it made sense. My interest rate. I had a first at 6%. I had a line of credit that I was going to pay off until the housing thing burst in 2007-08. I had that at 7.5. So I had. God, how much? I think I had like 700 and something at 6% and 200 and something at 7.5. It was ridiculous. I was paying like, I think it was $5,800 or $5,900 a month in house payments. I refied. It went down to $3,800. I mean, it was a no-brainer, but I had to come up with $75,000. Anyway, long story short.
Okay.
Ballpark idea.
Usually, see,
I can tell you my credit's excellent.
No, your credit score will not help me because it's not only the score. It's I can tell you usually it's between 10 and 25, but again, like I told you, we approve 98% of the applicants, so we have very different. Types of businesses and financial situations in businesses.
Okay, but the lowest I'm looking at is probably 10%.
Okay.
I mean, that's what
I can tell you. Yeah. What I can tell you, it takes maximum 48 hours for us to tell you exactly what you're getting. You already have all the documents together. So I need only like a couple pages from your tax return, only what's about your business, whatever you have there, profit and loss statement and your taxes or whatever your accountant called it if it's sole proprietorship.
Do you need my tax return or my profit and loss statement?
No, it's from your tax return. It's business part of your federal tax return.
Right. Schedule C or whatever it is.
Yeah, Schedule C. It calls profit and loss, whatever your accountant filled in there.
Okay,
and,
but I also have quarterly profit and loss statements.
I don't need it. I don't want to press you for something we do not require.
Okay.
You accept credit cards probably in your business, right?
Excuse me?
Do you accept credit cards in your business?
Yes.
Yeah.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express.
So we will need your 4 merchant statements, 4 months of your merchant statements.
Okay, that's going to take me a while to get a hold of.
Really?
Yeah. That's all. I'm not going to be able to get this to you probably till Monday or Tuesday.
Because I'd
have to go back to the office. I'm out of the office until Monday.
Okay, but that's only, we only needed to see that you don't have a merchant loan there. You know, there are loans which charge from credit card receipts. So, but that's what our credit department needs to see, that you do not have that loan.
We'll take loans against future credit card,
Right. So I'll send you this email with a list of